Okay, great. Once again, we have author Terry J. Haynes joining us at Sisters Place Entertainment Showcase for our author showcase to discuss her new novel, Capture, that is coming out, is it September 22nd? Is that correct?
September 22nd. Yes, it is.
All right. Right around the corner.
yeah, it is.
So tell us all about your new novel, Captured.
Captured is the story of an FBI agent who works with the Human Rights Division of the FBI, and Savannah Elliott, who is a social activist who helped women reclaim their lives after being trafficked. And their paths cross on a case that really pushes their emotional boundaries in the book.
Okay.
Without too much of a spoiler.
Okay. So do you have a favorite character in Catcher?
No. That's like asking me what should my children are my favorite. That's not fair. I can say what I love about each character the most. Is that better?
That's good. That's good.
For Will, the love interest, I love the way his heart is engaged in the work that he does. It's not just a job. You see him processing on an emotional level it's very romantic for a woman to watch a man process on this emotional level, but he does very heavy emotional work. So I like that about him. Mm-hmm. For Savannah, I love her pluck. I love that she is able to overcome kind of these difficult situations and handle everything with grace. Like, when I was creating Savannah, she was just the epitome of Southern grace. Southern women have a way that they carry themselves, and it's just, you know, there's nothing ever wrong. So it's like, you know, sometimes, oh, baby, don't worry about that. So Savannah is so that Southern graceful woman that I love the way she just goes through situations and handles things, even challenging ones. There is a little boy in the story named Jordan, and we'll all meet him next week. I love Jordan because I based him off of one of my children, Emmanuel.
Oh.
And so there is a very funny scene. My Jordan, my Emmanuel Jordan, has these moments where he's completely hilarious, but he doesn't recognize it. So he'll say something, and we'll just say, that was the most adorable thing, but you have no idea what you just said. So Jordan is very much like that, and very, very intelligent like my Jordan, just, you know, in figuring people out. So those are my, you know, and then there is Savannah's receptionist, Carrie. She is the penultimate best friend that'll, you know, cheer you on and kind of that person in your life that's always happy and upbeat. So those are some of the characters. Hopefully I've piqued some interest there.
Yes. So what inspired you to write Capture?
Capture came out of two news stories. Believe it or not. The first story was a single father going through some legal processes for his son. And I can't go into too much detail because that is a spoiler in the book. But he's going through this. He's fighting this battle for his son, and you see Will in the throes of that, fighting that battle, but on a different scale. The second story came from, and this was a hard story. I'm a believer, I got to the point where I had to stop watching the news because it became an intercession. You know, I just started praying every time I watched the news. Like, I would pray through every story. And I remember there was a story about a missing girl in Florida, and I don't know why this story in particular touched me, that I started praying for this young girl. As I was praying, I felt God saying that the church knows where she is. And I thought that was just the most cryptic thing ever. And so I just started praying for God to open the eyes of the believers who were wherever she was, that they would see her. Well, 2 days later, they found her body on the church ground, like behind the church. And I was devastated because I was just really like, how many people walked past? How many people didn't see her? So the motivation for this story was just, what do you do when you pretend or you just don't see the heartbreak and the tragedy that happens all around you? So that was kind of my motivation for writing that. It's just to cause people to think about being aware of what's happening around you.
Absolutely. So how do, when you were in your writing process, how do you plot your story and choose your names of your for your main characters?
Oh my goodness. I am, first of all, let me say I am not a linear writer. So I'm not that person that has their synopsis written from, you know, from the beginning and you just go from the synopsis. I often get a scene in my head and I build the whole book around that scene. So these characters just literally show up to me and I have to figure out how did they get into this situation? How did they come to this place? So for this book, Will and Savannah's first meeting was the scene, and it just happened to be towards the beginning of the book. But Will and Savannah's first meeting, is they showed up, and I said, okay, how did they get here? And then I kind of build, I write forward and backwards, and, you know, causes me to keep lots of notes of saying what happened in Chapter 3, because something in Chapter 7 might take me somewhere else. So, you know, I have to constantly be checking back, saying, okay, did I say this already? I also keep a scrap document, so I delete no words ever. So even if I get to the computer and it's something I cannot stand, I will take it, put it in a scrap document, because often maybe in the draft I'm on it doesn't work. But two drafts later, it might be like, ooh, where was that scene where blah, blah, blah? I've got it in a scrap document, and I could just pull it back over. As far as naming my characters, my first thing is to make sure that I don't have a character already named that somewhere on the 50 million unfinished manuscripts on my hard drive. So I normally go, okay, who has that name? I try and think about the alphabet, and I say, okay, last book character was named Will. Let me not go towards the W's. Let me go up towards the A. So that's kind of, and I have a baby name book that I bought for, I bought probably 15 years ago for the last child I had, and just realized what a resource that is for naming my characters. My girls normally have a little bit of an unusual name. So, you know, no James, no, Savannah is a little bit of a unusual name, but the guys kind of go straight laced.
Okay, that's unique. So who would you say are your top three favorite authors and why?
Okay, so the first is God. I love the Bible. You can't top a Bible story. You're like, okay, come in here, drink this goat milk. I'm going to put a tent peg in your head. Like, that is amazing. Like, God is the best. Like, the Old Testament stories are the best, and you're just sitting there going, oh, my goodness, did this really happen? Like, I listen to the Bible on audio, so it really is sometimes like, what's going to happen next? It's like, stop it. You know what's going to happen next. So, number one, God. Second is a little bit unusual, Jane Austen. I am a Jane Austen fan, deep to my core. Like, I read Pride and Prejudice at least once a year. I watch the movie at least once a week. Jennifer L. and Colin Firth, I don't do that Keira Knightley thing. That's not for me. So I love her because Jane Austen, if you take Jane Austen's books and you bring them into the modern, she was such a study on character. She just had a way of human interaction that is timeless. So I love reading her now. The third, I don't know, I have so many people. You know, writers or readers, so I have so many favorites. Claudia Merburney, I have to give a shout out to Claudia Merburney. Claudia Merburney wrote Murder, Mayhem, and a Fine Man. Years and years ago. She was the first real African-American writer who I saw who wrote Christian fiction the way I saw in my head. And so I just kind of devoured all of those books and followed her on Facebook. So she was influential in making me realize that my stories were legitimate, you know, that there was I had a story to tell.
Okay. Great choices. So where can our readers learn more about you and get your books?
First, my website at terryjhaines.com. So you can always hop over there. There's a link to my blog, which I blog more than, you know, I blog. It's there. I blog about my life. I'm a pastor. My husband and I pastor church here in Maryland. And then I'm a knitter, so you'll hear about all of my adventures on my blog. And then on Twitter, I'm at Terry J. Haynes. And then on Facebook, I'm author Terry J. Haynes.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your novel coming out on September 22nd. It was a pleasure to speak with you tonight. And I am going to post this on September 21st, the day before, and we'll just blast it out all across our social media for that whole week so we can drive